The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
No, it's not long, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, freedom fighters, dissidents of all ages, welcome to the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Peter, host and wiki of the Liberty Lighthouse, the beacon of common sense that's heard on Mojo 50 Radio and WBN 324, two other free speech networks, making my first live appearance here on RBN. You may recognize my voice as the guy who does that Liberty Minute that you've heard a few times a day for the last, week or so. But here I am tonight, hosting National Intel Report. Very excited. I have to say, a little nervous. But we're going to open the phone lines tonight. I'm going to want to hear from you, the beloved listeners. I want you to contribute to this conversation by calling 800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. I'm going to want your input on the topics and your feedback about the broadcast as well. Do you like me? Do you like my voice? Do you think I would make a good addition to RBN? Those comments you can just leave with the guy that answers the phone. But that being said, I'm used to doing a two-part introduction, so here's part two.
A man, a legend,
with a great beard.
With the greatest beard in radio.
This guy is the sweetest, nicest, most gentlest person you've ever met in your life.
The man's really insightful and pretty freaking smart.
With wit, sharp like safety scissors.
I would walk over hot coals for this guy.
Man with that golden voice behind the microphone.
He's got a big, fat, juicy, beautiful brain.
The Nostradamus of political prognostication. Your host, Peter Serafine.
No matter where you're listening to this from, please take a second to share it out with your friends and family, your favorite social media platform. Don't forget to support Republic Broadcasting by visiting republicbroadcasting.org. And if you're able, click that donate button, because free speech is not free. And to be quite honest, all of the free speech platforms out there, all of them that are worth the crap, all of them that are truly free speech platforms, rely on your donations, your support. So do your part, however you can, to support free speech. After all, free speech is the foundation of all freedom. Now, being my first time on RBN, you might want to know a little bit about me. So I said earlier, my name's Peter. I host a show called Liberty Lighthouse. I've written a couple of books. I write articles that get syndicated every once in a great while. But you can find out all you need to know about me by going to liberty-alighthouse.com. You can buy my books. You can subscribe to my shows, my Liberty Minute, read anything I write, all at liberty-lighthouse.com. But for the radio audience, I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist. I believe that the primary role of government is to protect my rights. I believe free speech is the bedrock, foundation of all freedom. I believe that dividing people by race is racist, no matter why you do it. I believe the U.S. Constitution laid the framework for the most perfect government ever instituted by mankind. And I believe that the only way our government can be fixed without bloodshed would be to return to that constitutionally limited framework of government. Now, I said more than once, and we're only, 4 minutes into the show, and I've already said free speech is the foundation of all freedom. Twice. Said that twice. So maybe that's a good place to start the show tonight. Let's talk about our free speech. What makes it the foundation of all freedom, And why do the political elites hate your free speech so much? See, I'm a believer that you should be allowed to say whatever you want, but you have to be willing to accept the consequences of what you say. You say whatever you want while you're at work. Well, when you're at work, you have temporarily waived your right to free speech, and you can get fired. A lot of people, they open their mouth, they say whatever they want, and exposes them as to the idiots that they really are. That's their consequence. Sometimes you open your mouth, you say whatever you want, get punched in the nose. See, free speech exists because of it's the basis of all of their freedoms, but free doesn't mean without consequences. You have to be willing to accept the consequences of what you say. Now, I have a big problem with what I've seen going on over the last 2 years during this Wuhan flu nonsense. And that problem that I had regarding free speech, many problems with the Wuhan flu nonsense. But in the world of free speech, we seem to be developing this public-private partnership between government and corporations. That's a problem. And, well, we've all heard, we probably even said ourselves, if you're listening to this network, you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you have probably heard somebody say, well, a private company can do what they want. They can censor you if they want to. Well, that's true. They can. The problem comes in is when government starts telling them being the private companies, when government starts telling the private companies who to censor or what to censor. See, now that is crossing the line. And our White House has openly admitted on multiple occasions that that's exactly what they were doing. We had Peppermint Patty, Ms. Jen Psaki, stood at the podium and explained how the White House was flagging problematic posts for Facebook. Oh, yeah? That's nice. Problematic for whom? Oh, problematic for the government. See, if I whip out my handy-dandy little pocket constitution that I'm never more than a foot away from, and I read the First Amendment that's in there, it says that Congress shall pass no laws impeding the freedom of speech. But the problem is, Congress isn't passing laws. The problem is, White House is doing it. The executive branch of government is doing it. We the people, we closed our eyes for too long. We got, what I like to say, we got fat and lazy. We stopped paying attention to our government. We became complacent. And in doing so, we have been complacent in all of our own problems. Free speech is just one of them. The fact that we have put people in charge, people in government, that even think that that's an acceptable thought to have, is the problem. And we did that. We, the American people, did that. Now you can argue that, no, we didn't do it. The election was stolen. We look at all the evidence, the 2,000 mules. Okay. Sure. Let's say that the last election was stolen. A, what are you doing about it? B, we didn't get to this Orwellian free speech nanny state in 2 years. We didn't get here in 5 years. We didn't get here in 10 years. We got here over the last 100 years of not paying attention to our government because, you know, government wouldn't do anything bad to us, right? Governments, they're a good thing. Not according to our founding fathers. But I digress. So the public-private partnership, though it may not violate the letter of the law of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, it definitely violates the spirit. So Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. So Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. And Congress didn't make a law, did they? No. We got executive orders. We got alphabet agencies that have all of a sudden unbridled massive power that we've allowed to happen. Now, free speech was, well, it was very important to our founding fathers, our founding generation. So important that they put it as the First Amendment. It's part of the first of the so-called Bill of Rights. Now, I say so-called Bill of Rights because if you believe in the U.S. Constitution, that you know that our rights don't come from government. Our rights come from God. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, was written to list out a few of those. And not all of the Founding Fathers wanted a Bill of Rights. Many of them thought that listing out rights of the citizens would be bad because you couldn't possibly list them all. And by listing some, it, you know, would be problematic. And here it is, 200 years later, and it has become problematic. Big surprise. So many of them didn't want it there at all. But those, once they did decide they were going to write a Bill of Rights, well, free speech and freedom of religion were number one. And I'm fond of saying that free speech, the First Amendment, is what makes us American. And, well, it's the Second Amendment that keeps us American. Speaking of which, the Second Amendment, like 30 seconds before we went to air, 30 seconds before the show started, so 12 minutes ago, I got a news update that I thought worth sharing. And, of course, now that I say that, I can't find it. It was a breaking news about the law in California that until today had mandated that you be 21 years old in order to buy a firearm in California. Well, just a few minutes ago, a 3-judge panel in San Diego said that violated the Second Amendment, was unconstitutional, and struck it down. It's amazing when that happens. I still get a little flutter in my stomach when I see the system working, when I see a court standing up for our rights, doing what they're supposed to do. It still gives me little butterflies. So back, free speech, very important to our founding fathers. They put it in the First Amendment, the first of the Bill of Rights. And of course, there's tons and tons of quotes about the First Amendment, and especially the freedom of speech. One of my favorites, George Washington: "If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led, like sheep to the slaughter." It almost seems like that's what they're going for, doesn't it? George Washington gave us a lot of warnings. As the first president, he warned us about foreign entanglements. He warned us about protecting the freedom of speech. And look at the world today. We're all tangled into every foreign country out there, even though we can't afford to be doing any of it. We've got people in Washington, D.C. trying to stop you from saying whatever you bloody well want. And when I say that you should be able to say anything you want, I absolutely mean that. I don't agree with everything that people say here on RBN. But I love RBN. You know why? It's not because what people say. I love it because it's free speech. I love it because I know that if I call into the show, as long as I'm not rude to the host, I can say pretty much whatever I want. I love it because I want to have opinions that don't mirror mine exactly. I want to hear those opinions. I want to be around those opinions. My God, can you imagine how boring life would be if everybody you interacted with thought exactly the same way you did about everything? That sounds like the most boring life possible. I don't want that. And that's, if you think about it, that's basically what you got on all of the major news networks. Everybody at CNN all has the one opinion. Everybody at Fox has the same one opinion. Yeah, there's a little outlier push and edge there, but by and large, it's all the same. And you listen to these free speech radio networks like Mojo 50 Radio World Broadcast Network, Republic Broadcast Network, Broadcasting, Republic Broadcasting Network. You listen to these free speech networks, and you're going to hear opinions that you agree with. And the very next show might be an opinion that you don't agree with at all. That's healthy. That's good for you. It's the spice of life, as they say. We've had lots of people throughout history tell us to guard our freedom of speech. Some of them have done it in quotes like George Washington. Some of them have done it in books. You know, we have a lot of people point at George Orwell, but George Orwell was a socialist. His warning was about totalitarianism. And yes, the Ministry of Truth controlled the narrative with their rewriting of history and their memory hole. The Ministry of Truth had a firm grip on the narrative. And our current government worldwide wants that same power. And why would they want it? Why do they want to control what we can say so badly? Why do they fear our freedom of speech so much? Well, Philip K. Dick said that the basic tool for the manipulation of reality is the manipulation of words. If you control the meaning of words, you can control the people who must use them. Boy, we've seen a lot of that lately, haven't we? First, you got the CDC coming out, not first, but first one that popped into my head as I'm speaking. You got the CDC came out and changed the definition of vaccine. And then Webster's Dictionary falls right in line and changes the definition of vaccine too. Now, if they had changed it ever so slightly so that, you know, mRNA technology could fit, I would almost say, well, you know, that's technology. Things change. You have to change with it. The part that bothers most of us is that they removed the word immunity from the definition. Well, that's the whole point of a vaccine. If you take immunity away, what do you have? Well, you have a drug. You have a shot. You have a therapy. You have a therapeutic. But you don't have a vaccine. Without immunity, it's not a vaccine. So they had to change that definition. What else have we changed definitions of? I'm sure you can help me with this. Lots of words have changed recently. How about man and woman? If you can control the manipulation of reality, a man that I'm sad to say is from my home state. Oh, that's something I didn't say at the beginning. I'm broadcasting to you from the state of independence, right in the heart of Pennsylvania. And my former Secretary of Health, Dr. Richard Rachel Levine, she's been made Woman of the Year. Well, if that isn't manipulating reality, I don't know what is. And I've got some ideas on how we can combat some of this manipulation of reality. And it's going to be a lot of, it's using their own stuff against them. You know, it's kind of like judo. I think it's judo. Use the momentum of your opponent to your advantage. And I think there are a lot of opportunities where we can do that in our fight for freedom of speech, our fight against the woke culture mob. There's a lot of ways we can do that. I listed a couple of them in my last book. So simple, even a politician can understand. It's a good book. You should pick it up. But I hear music, so that means we've come to the end of this first segment. So we're going to talk about how we can fight back as soon as we get back from this short sponsor break.
The American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Folks, fire up your engines and get yourself ready for the National Intel Report here on Republic Podcast Network. If you're just joining the show, I'm Peter. I'm the guest host of the evening. And, well, I think it might be time for, what do you call those things? I forget. Oh, a public service announcement. Do you own a firearm or firearm accessory that makes you uncomfortable? Maybe you think it will be outlawed and you just don't want to be made a felon by the stroke of a pen. Maybe you have an assault rifle that scares you, or magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Man, those are really scary. Maybe it's an inanimate accessory that makes your gun more shooty. Well, the Liberty Lighthouse is here to help. Call us at 646-974-4487, and we will take that firearm or firearm accessory and all of the associated irrational fear off of your hands. Liberty Lighthouse will either find a patriot to take care of your device, or we will safely and securely store it ourselves. Either way, you can rest assured knowing that you no longer have a weapon of war in your home. Call the Liberty Lighthouse at 646-974-4487. That's 64 my rights to eliminate your irrational fear today. You know, I've been running that ad for like 2 years, and I haven't had a single person call me and trying to give me a firearm or a firearm accessory. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. But anyway, obviously that was parody. And, you know, it takes humor to get through life today. You have to have a little sense of humor and be able to giggle at your friends and family and neighbors, and of course the left side of the political aisle. Because I'm assuming that if you're listening to this show on this network, that you're on the right side of the political aisle. But I might be wrong. You know, I listen to some lefties. I go out there and, you know, consider it reconnaissance. You know thine enemy kind of stuff. So maybe there are some liberal lefties out there listening to the show right now. And if so, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. And in fact, I'm going to open the phone lines in the top of the next segment. And I want you to call in. That's 512-248-8252. Because I want to hear what you think about what I think. Okay? Not yet. Just a few minutes. Because, you know, this is a really short segment. Don't want to get into a big, deep conversation and then have to cut you off. And I do have one request. When you do call in,
have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Now, where were we? We were talking about the importance of the First Amendment. And, oh, I was going to tell you about some of the ways that you can fight back. Well, you have to use their own language and their own logic against them. For example, for decades, we were told that if you were a man, you weren't allowed to have an opinion about abortion. But now, well, you can be a woman. Heck, you can be a woman and have a baby. You can get pregnant as a man. So if you're allowed to get pregnant, then you're allowed to have an opinion about abortion. They say that, you know, gender is a social construct. Biology is biology, but gender is a social construct, right? Your biology is, you know, the parts you were born with, but your gender is the role that you play in society. Really? Well, then we missed a huge opportunity at the last Supreme Court Justice Senate confirmation hearing. Because when the potential Supreme Court Justice was asked, could she define what it is to be a woman? She said, no, I'm not a biologist. Well, that was the perfect opportunity for a nice, quick-witted senator to come in and say, is that an admission that sex and gender are biological? But nobody did that. We missed a huge opportunity right there. But the same, using that same sex and gender argument, well, sports, you know, we've got Leah Thomas in my great state of Pennsylvania, unfortunately, hate to admit that. But, you know, biological man identifying as a woman, breaking all the women's records. Okay, how about we divide the sports by biological sex, not by gender? Whoever said, you know, it's men's basketball and women's basketball, nobody ever identified that as gender or sex. The people who run those organizations should make those changes. Use their arguments, use their logic against them. And there are plenty more examples of how you can do that on almost any subject. Right now, those are the only ones I think of. One of my favorites, yes. I'm sure you've all seen the different memes, the women that say that, you know, your gun has more rights than my vagina or something like that, or my uterus. That's hilarious. If anybody ever says anything like that, I'm like, okay, well then, you know, you go through an FBI background check before you're allowed to have a uterus and all of those kinds of things. But, you know, is what it is. Time for that second break. I'm Peter Serfin. This is the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, it's time for your calls, 512-248-8252. Two reasons I want you to call. One, if you, you know, have feedback about me as a host on RBN, you call in and you give that to the fellow that answers the phone. You say yay or nay, you like me or don't. And two, let's talk about free speech, how we can fight back against these blatant, obvious attacks to our free speech. Because they're there. They're everywhere. And then we got to figure out how to fight back. We got, you know, Elon Musk bought Twitter. Yay, that's good. So he bought the biggest social media platform, the most popular social media platform out there. And he says he's going to turn it into a free speech platform. Well, we'll see. There are other free speech platforms out there, but they get attacked too. I mean, you saw what happened when they tried to do Parler. Parler came up and people started to leave Twitter to go to Parler. And then all of a sudden, somebody takes down Parler, right? It's the collusion of these big companies that don't want you to have a voice. They don't want you to be able to speak your mind because they know what they're doing is unpopular. So they can't argue with you because you have common sense and logic on your side. So rather than argue with you, they just silence you or do their best to silence you. And of course, there's tons of other free speech social media platforms popping up. I was recently introduced to TLB Talk and joined, and so far I'm enjoying that. My favorite so far is clouthub.com, but there's, you know, Parler and Getter and Gab and Spreely and MAGABook and American Civil Debate, which was started by a friend of mine. So they're all out there, but none of them are getting that much of a foothold because, well, everybody's on Facebook and Twitter. And I mean everybody. Not really. It's not everybody. But the vast majority of people that want to have anything to do with social media are on Twitter. So rather than trying to steal people from Twitter, Elon Musk bought Twitter, or is buying Twitter. We have to be clear about that. The offer was made. The offer was accepted. There's still a lot of red tape and a lot of hoops to jump through. He does not own it yet. And I'd like to know what you think about that. Will it actually turn into the free speech platform that we're hoping that it will? Or is it just another one of those things that's going to get our hopes up and disappoint us in the long run? And I said at the beginning, you have to support free speech however you can. And that's not just financials. It's not just going to, you know, republicbroadcasting.org and making a donation. You can also support just by sharing it out. You can make sure that other people know about what you're listening to or what platform you're using. And my friend Sarah from Oregon is on line one. Sarah Nichols, how are you? Sarah?
Who is listening to RBN for the first time or is a longtime listener? My name is Sarah Nichols, the funny comedy lady who knows Sarah. About free speech.
Sarah is probably one of the, well, I'm going to say my biggest fan of my show, Liberty Lighthouse, over on the Mojo 5.0 radio network. And I'm glad to see that you made the trek with me over here to RBN to give me a listen. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I'm doing this for support.
Just like I was just saying, you have to support the free speech platforms that are out there. So, Sarah, what do you have? How can we fight back? What's your idea of what we can do to protect free speech in the United States of America?
We can be peaceful in our protesting, but she knows that she is.
Right. Our side needs to be peaceful in our protesting because the other side obviously is not.
No, it isn't.
And whether, you know, it makes a difference. People see it. People that are on the fence, people that are in the middle of the road, people that haven't chosen a side yet, they can see the difference. They know the difference between a riot and a peaceful protest. Thank you again, Sarah.
Bye. I'm out, people.
Bye. Ah, that's nice. Sarah followed me from the other network over to this one. I appreciate that. Listening for the first time, I hope that she finds somebody else here on RBN that she likes, and maybe she comes back, bounces back and forth between the free speech networks. That would be cool for everybody involved. All right. So, kind of, sort of related. It's more about fighting back than it is free speech. I suspect that a lot of you people out there listening think that the last election was stolen, that there was voter fraud, corruption, and our election was outright stolen. Okay. What are you doing about it?
There's nothing I can do.
That's BS. There is something that you can do. And very few people are doing it. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you a little story. Here in my county in Pennsylvania, Center County, if you care, if you would like to verify my information that I'm about to give, here in my county of Center, in the middle of Pennsylvania, get it? Center in Center County? Yeah, they're real creative people here. We have 100 vacant judge of elections and inspector of elections positions in one county. So there's a lot of people in Center County that think the election was stolen or fraud or whatever. But yet there's still 100 vacant judge of elections and inspector of elections jobs. So how's that? Those two things just don't correlate. They don't add up, do they? Now, if you extrapolate that, because, you know, I don't think Center County, Pennsylvania is remarkable in enough of a way that it would affect how many people take office in a particular county. So if you extrapolate the 100 vacant jobs in Center County out to the over 3,000 counties across the United States of America, that's 300,000 vacant judge of elections and inspector of elections jobs. 300,000 pairs of eyes who are supposed to be sitting at the polling place on election day paying attention. Huh. So how upset are you? How offended are you that your election was stolen if you haven't gone off your butt and gone out there and got one of those jobs? Because every elected job in this country has a contingency plan. It has a backup plan. It has a way to fill that job if an election doesn't do it. So what's the contingency plan in your county? Before you say, well, what did you do? We're going to talk to Glenn on line one, calling in from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. How you doing, Phil? Glenn.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Yes, actually, the northern suburbs up in Montgomery County, if you know where that is.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. First of all, I want to ask you about your last name. Do you by any chance know if there's any connection between your last name and the term seraphim, like the type of angels, you know, seraphs and cherubs
actually,
and stuff like that?
Here's a little funny kind of, you know, story. My name is Peter, named after St. Peter. Angelo, mm-hmm. the Italian masculine word for angel. And
angel.
Seraphine, which was, I'm sure, was derived from seraphim. And so basically, yeah, I'm going to hell. There's absolutely no way I could possibly live up to my own name.
Ah, see, that's the whole beauty of the grace thing. You get us... evangelical conservatives going, and I tell you, it's really just all about, you know, what you believe about Jesus, you know. So it's about the person and work of Christ. So you, fortunately, you don't have to live up to that name. So that should be a relief.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about this freedom of speech thing, and you know, there. This is like freedom of speech is never absolute. I mean, I think it should be limited when it comes to things like ad hominem or profanity and things like, you know, certain things like that. But even here on Republic, I mean, people wrestle to some degree with degree of freedom of speech. Some of the hosts are more receptive to contrary or dissenting voices than others. Mike Rivero, for example, does, you know, I think a great job of, you know, letting people from all walks, even somewhat crazy things, you know, go on. And he shepherds, you know, the flock along pretty well. And in terms of, you know, setting limits and stuff like that, but by and large, pretty way open. There are some hosts who will say, well, we don't talk about this or that topic. You know, we don't do flat earth here. We're not wasting any time on flat earth here. You know, I am not a flat earther, by the way. But, I mean, that's just an example. We've had hosts, recent substitute hosts here on National Intel Report, who have some pretty unusual takes on things. And, you know, for example, or even on other programs, you know, flat earthers. And this is actually, this thing keeps coming up. And, you know, it's and that's a persistent topic. But they can be, once they get control of the mic, sometimes people from various schools of thought, once they get a hold of their shot at the mic, well, then they want to invoke the private venue, this is my show, we talk about what I want kind of thing. So even here in the bastion of free speech, we have, you know, certain hosts who say, okay, well, we don't want to spend time on that. Or, well, you know, there's another fellow recently who's apparently advocating some sort of hybrid between Christianity and Judaism, and with some a reincarnation element in there, because if he doesn't make it this time around, if such and such happens, that means he didn't make it this time around. And it's like, what exactly are you articulating? So, especially in the realm of religion, you get a lot of unusual ideas. But RBN is not utterly without limitations.
It's not utterly without limitation. And you, as a citizen, you waive your right to free speech at certain times. And
right,
you know, for example, when you have a job, your boss mm-hmm. gets to tell you what you can or cannot say. And if you choose to invoke your First Amendment right to free speech, you may lose your pursuit of property because you lose your job. However, I also think that it's kind of like the call-in network. Yes, this is a free speech network, and the person behind the microphone has the right to say whatever they wish within whatever guidelines RBN sets. You, as a caller, have also kind of acquiesced. You're kind of given in to the will of the host. Your right to speech does not mean that I need to give you a platform.
Well, and that's not what you precisely. Okay, so no, Twitter. That's what Twitter's saying, right? So, how do we make the distinction between when it's appropriate to, let's use the word, censor, and when it's not?
Well, I think it was perfectly right or legal or lawful or however you want to say it for Twitter and Facebook and all of those platforms to do any censoring that they wanted, as long as they were doing it of their own free will. The moment that our federal government reached in and started suggesting what they should censor is when the spirit of the law broke it.
Okay, now what if they're not being compelled by the government, but they themselves have a specific political agenda that they're prosecuting, propagating, and at what point does something become so big that it's almost more like a public utility or a public forum? When does the First Amendment enter into limiting of entities like Twitter?
Well, what you've just broached is the subject of the protections that they have, the section, was it 203 or whatever it is, protections that they have. See, when these social media companies were set up, they were set up to be platforms where you and I could post whatever we want, and they were going to be nothing but curators of the information.
Ah, what does curation mean then? That's the question.
that's where you get into it. See, so they were given protection from liability from what was being posted. So you could go on there and say, you know, I'm a flat earther. And when somebody, I don't know, dies trying to prove the flat earth theory, they couldn't be sued for it.
Right.
What has happened, however, is because they began censoring based upon the political ideology or, well, you know, anything they wanted, they have stopped being curators of information, and they have crossed the line into being publishers. And publishers are liable for what they publish.
Right.
So that is the big problem that we have right there, is that law, and I'm not 100% sure what it is. I can't remember what off the top of my head. But that needs to be one or the other. Like, if your social media platform, who is going to curate the information and host it and not censor anything other than illegal speech, then yes, you should be entitled to that protection.
Right.
But the moment that you start censoring speech for anything other than legal reasons, you've crossed the line and you should lose that protection.
Right. Yeah, I have a little trouble with the word curator, because, like, for example, curation, we've sort of borrowed that from the art realm, right? And the curator is the person who decides what the museum looks like, you know, or the art gallery, you know. And they say, well, no, this doesn't fit the theme. This, you know, we're not going to do this diorama because it's we don't like that here. And, you know, pictures of Night at the Museum.
So it's titled
so curation. I'm not even sure that's the perfect word, but I understand how it's being used.
Title 47, Section 230 is the actual law. If anybody wants to look it up. No provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as a publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So they can't be held as liable as a publisher for what you put on their platform.
Right. Now,
It's break time. Cut you off, Glenn. If you want to stick around, you can. And we'll be back after these short sponsor break.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
How can we dance when
how to sleep while our world is burning all around us? Glenn, you still on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So
I was going to mention. No. Thanks. I'm fine. Peter, one time about, it had to be 6 or more years ago, I went after a host on RBN one time, and because he was daily, on a daily basis, vigorously advocating that RBN listeners should place law enforcement officers under citizens' arrest. And I can't even recall it, you know, what infractions he was recommending this at the time. But he was, you know, inciting RBN listeners that they should be out in the streets and protesting this and placing law enforcement officers under citizens' arrest. It took me a week or more to get a hold of John Stadtmiller and explain, you know, John, you know, this guy, something's got to be done. This guy's going to rain hellfire down on RBN if you don't get this
right,
stopped.
Because RBN is a publisher, and RBN can be held liable for what is
right.
said on the air.
And John wasn't even aware of the guy. He had an early morning slot, and, you know, John just, you know, knew he was a name on a list or something. And once he got wind of what was really going on, well, obviously they pulled him. But I couldn't believe, you know, it went on as long as it did, frankly, for weeks. And weeks, and I'm like, yo, this has to be so. Yeah, there are limits to freedom of speech, you know, even if you're going to try and cloak them under, you know, a veneer of supposed, you know, law-abiding behavior or something, or legal behavior, which would certainly be hammered out in court.
The vast majority of those limits aren't really limits; they're consequences. And like I said at the beginning, you need to be aware of the consequences. Let's take the fire in a crowded building scenario. You know, that's the argument often given. You can't say anything you want. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
Well, that's... you can if there's a fire.
Yeah, well, can... yeah, that. But I mean, the scenario presupposes the absence of a fire. Yeah.
Right.
It's like Dirty Harry said, a man's got to know his limitations. So.
Right. You got to know your limitations and be willing to accept the consequences of your own actions.
Yep.
Glenn,
indeed, sir.
Greatly appreciate
all right, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And, before we run off to a break, I want to tell you how you can help me and my show and keep me on the air. You know, this equipment isn't cheap. So you can help me by going to mypillow.com/lighthouse and using the code LIGHTHOUSE. When you buy your Mike Lindell products, I am a big fan, actually, and I have been since before I started my political commentary, before I even paid any attention to politics. I had my pillow pillows, and now I have the pillows and the towels and the sheets and a quilt. They even have quilts now. He's constantly added stuff to the website at mypillow.com. So if you would be so kind as to go to mypillow.com/lighthouse and then use the promo code LIGHTHOUSE, I would personally greatly appreciate that favor. And when we come back from the next break, I want to tell you what I did. I told you about all the vacant jobs in the election integrity world. And you're probably thinking, well, you're just a guy sitting behind a microphone. What the heck have you ever done? Well, I did something. And I'm going to tell you what that something was and how easy it was. And I think you might be surprised. That having said, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.